really important. I mean, this was a big game for us. Could really put us in a good position the next 2 weeks to accomplish even more. This is the first goal when we start training camp, is to win the division, ensure a home playoff game. And now we're looking at improving our seed. So big win, good team win. Crazy things happen in Chicago. You know, we can never seem to put them away. But a lot of credit to their coaching staff, their players. And they were undermanned today. They fought hard and did a good job on defense, giving us some different looks. You know, but we were able to make just a few more plays. Well, we've been going for a while. I mean, this is I know what you mean. It's been a grind, though. I think this season, more than last year and even 2010, this has been a grind. We've dealt with a lot of adversity. We've had some ups and downs. We've had a lot of guys hurt. To get a win like this means a lot to our organization, our fans, the guys in the locker room, excited about getting Charles back hopefully soon. Obviously, you saw having Clay back out there and Mike Neal. Those guys were impact players. We've had a lot of guys step up and play in people's absence. James Jones, 3 touchdowns. Randall has been as consistent as anybody on offense. Don Barkley, DeJuan Harris. You know, we've had a lot of guys playing some unusual roles and doing well.
Aaron, what did you talk about after they scored first, being able to answer that right away at that point in the game?
Yeah, that was important. That was really important. Keep the crowd at bay a little bit. Chicago fans are excellent sport fans, and they know when to cheer and when to get loud. We've played here, and it's been very difficult to hear. Today at points, it was the same. We couldn't let them, you know, get up a couple scores and then kind of get into what they wanted to do, which it looked like they wanted to run Forte a lot, and getting ahead of them kind of took them out of some of that stuff. I think just personally, I was thinking about moving around a little bit more, just being aware of where I was at in the pocket and stepping up when I had to, keeping plays alive. But in general, we wanted to give Don some help at right tackle. We wanted to keep John around. They made a couple nice adjustments. It's tough when you play a team twice a year and you know each other so well. They had some really good really good stuff, some adjustments when we made some checks. Every time we checked a protection, they checked the two. They did some delayed blitzing. So it was just about getting us in clean plays, helping Don, and then their protection was excellent in the second half. There were multiple times I probably had the ball in my hands for 4 or 5 seconds, and that gives our guys a chance to really make some second reaction plays, which kept drives going.
Aaron, it seems like when you guys had injuries at receiver, that whoever has got that charted comes with an impact player for you guys. How much credit goes to them on that, and how much is it that you're just comfortable with all these guys and able to kind of pull them in?
Well, I think first you got to give credit to the personnel department for the kind of guys that we've drafted. Second, the way they're coached. I mean, Edgar Bennett has done a great job. He's a Packer Hall of Fame running back who's coaching receivers, and he's done a great job getting those guys ready. Third is the guys. They have just a great approach to the game. They're very well prepared. We spend a lot of time in meetings and on the practice field just making the most of those reps and trying to be on the same page all the time. Those guys care about being successful. They care about putting the extra time in. So I'm not surprised at James Jones' success. He just needs more opportunities. I'm not surprised at Randall Cobb's success because he's special. Be nice to get Jordy back at some point, but we got a lot of weapons. Maybe because we haven't thrown him much all year. I think we got a lot of questions last week about what happened to the slant pattern. I kept saying, we haven't seen a lot of cover two. Today, Chicago tried to pressure us a little more. They tried to drop down in some one-high stuff, which they've done over the past in some of these late season games, and just had to make the most of them. Jermichael had a big catch on a slant. Greg had a couple. Slowly but surely, you might see it pop up every now and then. But I think you got to give credit to the way that we've ran the ball the last couple weeks. It's made defenses play a little bit more one high. So we'll see what happens as we move forward. But the more one high you see, you might see some more slants.
Can you talk about the difference between wire and wire?
Yeah, it's been all about who's hot at the right time. You saw it with obviously the Giants last year and us and Pittsburgh when they made their run a few years back. It's all about how you're playing late December and what's your team health like. And I think often, it goes back to some of the adversity that your team faces during the season. How battle-tested are you? We went on a run last year, won 13 in a row. At times it seemed easy, especially from the outside, the way we were winning. This year we've had to find a way to win games more. We've turned the ball over at times, inopportune times. We've had to run the ball more in different games. We've had to adjust protections, adjust routes, have some crazy halftime adjustments to try and make things happen. We've dealt with a lot of adversity. So I think this team is playing the right way right now. We got two more games left in the regular season, and we want to be peaking at the right time because those are the teams that make the deep runs. I'd like them all to be blowouts, to be honest with you. I mean, this one had a chance, too. We were up 21-7. We had doubled them up there at the end of the first half, being the second half. Got the ball back. We were driving. We turned the ball over. You just can't turn the ball over against these guys. They put a drive together. Our defense held. But, it's tough to put this team away. I think it says a lot about the kind of coach they have and really coaching staff. They keep their guys focused. They never feel like they're out of the game. And for some reason, every time they play us, they're never out of the game. Yeah, I think they did a good job. I mean, they've been playing very consistent. It's nice having Clay out there. Gives us an elite pass rusher again. But I think Mike Neal, you see how active he is. He really helps the interior push, which is the quarterback's worst enemy at times, not being able to step up in the pocket. In the secondary, we got a lot of guys that can catch the ball and make plays. Casey Edwards had a big-time season. Tremont's been a lockdown corner for us. Sam Shields is back. Morgan has been very, very consistent. So those guys are playing the right way. And when they, when they hold teams at 13 points, we should win all those games. Yeah, that was huge. That was huge. We talk a lot about situational football, red zone, and third down. We did a better job today of cashing in on those drives. We had a fourth down conversion. Jermichael, a big catch. He's been playing really well lately. He's dialed in, making some big plays for us. But third down is the money down. You gotta be able to make some plays, especially when the pocket breaks down. Randall had a big time catch down the sideline. So those are the fun ones when you're converting those third and longs. Well, yeah, I think Houston immediately thereafter was a wake up for us. I think what Houston did for us was just remind us that we were a team that had some special players, and as an older player on this team, and someone who's been around through a lot of different types of teams, I think you just try and remind the guys how special this opportunity is, and how you don't want to let it slip away. I think that's the thing we learned from last year was it's so exciting and thrilling to get to the Super Bowl, and then you go on a run where you go 15-1, you kind of forget, how difficult it was at times. And we're all reminded of how special those moments are, getting to the championship game and winning big-time games, and I think this team is, has dealt with a lot more adversity and is a tight-knit group that knows how to win. I was teasing Pep. I said, almost every time we play, you're hitting me in the head, and which he retorted back that there wasn't a penalty. Which Pep and I have a good relationship, and I felt like it was a big time hit. I don't know what happened to him on the play. I don't know if I got that specially hard helmet or whatnot, but I'm okay. I just kind of got my ankle falling on that third down, and got hit a couple times, but overall the protection was really good. They brought some pressures we hadn't seen in a long time, and got to give them credit for the game plan. James Jones had a breakout year early this season. If he drops the ball, it surprises me, which doesn't happen a whole lot, but he's been very consistent for us. I think his attitude has been great. He's been dialed in every week. His preparation's been very good. He practices the right way. And he's just been making plays. He gets a lot of opportunities. And, you know, his three touchdowns today, he catches a fade down the sideline with a very good release. He catches a underneath route where he kind of caught a high, difficult pass. Was able to get in the end zone. He catches a back shoulder fade on one of the top corners in the league. So, got to give him a lot of credit. Those are big time plays, and he's a go-to guy.